Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dámy a pánové, i vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme k vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodine u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodine u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka a dneska je nedíľa 3. oktobra 2021. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Rusin FM, your Rusin radio station, and also archived on our media page. Go to c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Polovka, and today is Sunday, October 3rd, 2021. Over the next few weeks, our historic perspective will be on the Battle of the Dukla Pass, World War II battle, which took place in September and October of 1944. We're going to start off today's broadcast with Marka Marchoshkova, with Oy Spivayu Spivanochka and A. Ivane, followed by a number from Zakarpattia.
Oh yeah! Javlingar je vdav se, kudila je mama biti, a je vidor vansja. Oj, vajde divko, na zelenu mežu, tak znaš bici li daš mi hoć sobom poležu. Ej, duje viter, duje po zavirk, zaridi do nebiru je svoje povirk. Stariji do nebiru je svoje, svoje, tam mi se molodenki srce razrivaje. Idi do hvori, javci hodit vonka, na djaca do komori, či je samohonka. A vdarila noha mnohu kolino, kolino, ta budaj tja moja mila srce zabolilo. Kibis ne pil mene, ne bi zdorovlja ne trapil, varla bun djaj meži nohi, najbudja šlak trapil. Борчик у кришталевый выпью тебя до капки, на обой тебя не положим на дорозі цапки.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russian Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.poloka@gmail.com. dean.poloka@gmail.com. As I mentioned last week, since I'm the administrator of the media page, I can see IP addresses of those folks that are downloading the program, and I see some folks downloading the program in Ireland and Australia and other places outside the Russian homeland. I'd love to know who you are. Just send me an email, dean.poloka@gmail.com. Tell me where you're listening to this broadcast from, dean.poloka@gmail.com.
Як і шол я горі селом, сяди са світило.
А де я мав повернути, там ся загасило.
А де я мав повернути, там ся загасило.
Як і шол я горі селом, повернув до Яцька.
А у Яцька жінка хвора на носі болячка.
А у Яцька жінка хвора на носі болячка.
Миленького дуже мам любила, пішов цівку затакати, затачка гопіла. Пішов цівку затакати, затачка гопіла.
Як ішов я до дівчини, та свіста та гойкав. А як ішов до дівчини, та плакав та йойкав. А як ішов до дівчини, та плакав та йойкав.
О, мож мій милий Боже, ще раз любка мати. Не буду го посилати, цівку затакати. Не буду го посилати, цівку затакати.
Я ішов горі селом, зустрітив я там бабу. Вона мені повідає, ці до неї не зайду. Вона мені повідає, ці до неї не зайду.
Ой, злі недобрі женитись я треба. Беру собі таку не на мою яку. Ой, злі недобрі не на мою яку.
та я любив дівча, сороче молоді свіста, та є Бога надійочка, що в мене душа чиста. Як я ішов горі селом, чорту вербу ковтав, а мені ся причувало, що то вуйко гойкав. А мені ся причувало, що то вуйко гойкав.
Ці я тобі не казала, та й не говорила, сиди дома, не йди нігде, там не чиста сила.
Сиди дома, не йди нігде, там не чиста сила.
As mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, our historic focus is on the Battle of the Dukla Pass, also known as the Carpathian Dukla Operation, the Karpatsko-Duklianska Operacja. This was a significant tank battle on the Eastern Front during World War II, taking place from September 8th to October 25th, 1944. The Dukla Pass is a strategically significant mountain pass in the Laborets Highlands, which is part of the outer Eastern Carpathians, on the border between Poland and Slovakia. This is in the southeastern part of Lemkovina, in Jasło and Krosno counties, and on the other side of the border in the Prešov region, in northern Šariš and Zemplin counties. The information I'm going to be giving you on this historic focus is taken from Carpatho-Russian Society board member Bill Tarkulich's webpage that gives a lot more detail than I'm able to provide in a couple minutes here. To get the Bill's webpage, go to this address, iabsi.com, and click Dukla Pass. iabsi.com and click Dukla Pass, or just Google Battle of the Dukla Pass and look for iabsi.com. World War II was not the first time the Dukla Pass was involved in military operations. During the Hungarian War of Independence in 1849, Russia sent 200,000 soldiers and 584 cannons south through the pass in support of Vienna, effectively crushing the Hungarian rebellion. The troops moved through the pass southward to the Hungarian plains, but there was no fighting in the pass itself. During World War I, two Carpathian passes, Krosno and Dukla, were taken by the Russians in September 1914, much to the embarrassment of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. In December of 1914, the Dukla Pass was retaken by Austria-Hungary. Setting the stage for World War II, after the turning point victories of the Soviets at the Battle of Stalingrad and Kursk, the westward push towards Germany had begun. The Red Army's Operation Bagration was the westward thrust from June to August 1944, which included the 1st and 2nd Ukrainian fronts, moving swiftly across Ukraine and Poland. Anticipating the western movement of the Soviets, defensive fortifications were built in Slovakia and Hungary. During the first half of 1944, development of the Arpad Line took place. The Arpad Line consisted of military fortifications in the north foothills of the Carpathians, stretching from present-day Poland, southeasternly, through Ukraine. Coincidentally, the Arpad Line was able to detain the Soviet army for more than 3 weeks. In regards to effectiveness per cost rate, the Arpad Line was the most potent fortification system during World War II. In addition to the Arpad Line, tank traps, armor, lookout towers, and thousands of landmines and wire entanglements were placed in the forests and roads. Forests were partially cut, with logs dropped specifically to impede travel. Local citizens were conscripted to dig trenches, and positions along flanking ridges and slopes were fortified with bunkers built into the hillside. Additional fortifications were built by the Germans on the Polish side of the border. Just north of the Dukla Pass, in the town of Krosno, it was converted into a strong point girded by continuous trenches. Rock houses were fitted as defensive positions. In them, machine gun nests had been placed. Streets were converted with barricades 6 feet and higher, built from the stone and the logs. Stone buildings were mined. Approaches to the city were covered by minefields and trenches. The region from Krosno southward to the Carpathian Mountains was held by over 20,000 German troops with 200 artillery pieces. There were 3 German infantry divisions and 2 German army corps. The Germans recognized the importance of this pass and aimed to defend it at all costs. In this region, 3 levels of defensive lines were constructed, each about 5 miles apart, positioned north of the mountains and running parallel to the mountains. The order of battle for the Axis was the Army Group Henrici, which consisted of the 1st Panzer Army, commanded by Gotthard Henrici, and elements of the Hungarian 1st Army, commanded by Dezső László. The order of battle for the Soviets were elements of the 1st Ukrainian Front, with Marshal Ivan Konev commanding. This consisted of the 38th Army, commanded by Kirill Moskalenko, and the Czechoslovak 1st Army Corps, commanded by Ludwik Svoboda. Also, elements of the 4th Ukrainian Front, Soviet 1st Guards Army, commanded by Andrei Grechko, were part of the Soviet Army. Next week, we will discuss the Soviet plan for the invasion and the beginning of the battle for the Dukla Pass.
Oj, mamočko moja, ledvo nočki stoja, zroboti, klopoti. Oj, mamočko moja, ledvo nočki stoja, zroboti, klopoti. Жиш і так тихо не шпіваш, шадок чи дівчила, шпіва чи любила і днями, ноцами. Шадок чи дівчила, шпіва чи любила і днями, ноцами. Млада думала, а на кого бім ще гнівала. Час не співа ночки, болем прима мочки, кожний день, хрестий день. Час не співа ночки, болем прима мочки, кожний день, хрестий день. Дай співаю дівки, дівочки, поки двоні буду жіночки. Та й при турботі, та й при роботі співання перестане. Та й при турботі, та й при роботі співання перестане.
From another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time. Together, you and me, a future for our families. Here together, GCU is better than ever. GCU for life, GCU for life, GCU for life, GCU for life.
Building for your future, working hand in hand.
GCU for life.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their Raisin products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free, 1-800-722-4428. The Southwestern Pennsylvania branch of the Carpatha-Russen Society, which currently is led by me, is looking to restart, but unfortunately, I don't have the time to do it myself and am looking for volunteers who would help me in bringing this branch back to life. If you live in our home-based city of Pittsburgh or its surrounding regions and are interested in becoming a member of the Planning Committee for the Southwestern Pennsylvania branch, please give me a call, Dean Paloka, at 412-877-9351, 412-877-9351, or email me, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinju Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Don't forget that our homepage, c-rs.org, has the Heritage Store, which we tell you about every week. We have the Who Are the Russians DVD, the first Russian language course for English speakers, as well as our partners, the Carpatho Russian Research Center, the Lemko Association, and Sylvia Sunflower. Check out our homepage, c-rs.org. c-rs.org. If you would like to listen to any of the archives of this broadcast, from our beginning in 2004 to the present, please go to our media page, c-rsmedia.org, and you can download and listen anytime you like. c-rsmedia.org. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russin FM for another broadcast. You can listen to Russin FM any time of the day or night. Just log on to your computer or your smartphone and either download the app or go directly to their webpage, russin.fm. russin.fm. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasno tyzden. S Bohom. We'll be right back.
ledova, ti će voda ledova, do mile i do dvora. Mila moja stajori, mila moja stajori, poželi na dvori. Mila moja stajori, mila moja stajori, poželi na dvori. Na koniku neseča, čapočka mu traseča. Za čapočkom Lelija, za čapočkom Lelija, što mu dava Marija. Za čapočkom Lelija, za čapočkom Lelija, što mu dava Marija.
Sa Rusinjem Amerika.